This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was shot dead by unidentified attackers in his private residence overnight in a, quote, inhumane and barbaric act, and his wife was injured, Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph said on Wednesday. He said the police and army had the security situation under control, but gunshots could be heard throughout the capital after the attack, which occurred amid a rising wave of politically linked violence in the impoverished Caribbean nation. With Haiti politically divided and facing a growing humanitarian crisis and shortages of food, there are fears of widespread disorder. The Dominican Republic says it's closing the border it shares with Haiti on the island of Hispaniola after the assassination of the president. Moïse faced fierce protest after taking office in 2017, with the opposition accusing him this year of seeking to install a dictatorship by overstaying his mandate and becoming more authoritarian, charges he denied. He had ruled Haiti by decree for more than a year after the country failed to hold legislative elections and wanted to push through a controversial constitutional reform. A weakened tropical storm Elsa dumped rain across Florida's Gulf Coast early Wednesday, but appears to have spared the state significant damage and widespread power outages. Elsa wobbled through the Gulf of Mexico, briefly reaching hurricane strength, but was expected to move ashore as a tropical storm. Heavy rain and gusty winds are expected across northern Florida once the storm makes an expected turn to the northeast. Some flooding is expected in the region where the ground is saturated from heavy rain last week, but Governor Ron DeSantis said at a morning news conference, no major structural damage or deaths from the storm had been reported. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Regional officials in northern Afghanistan said on Wednesday they had recaptured government buildings in a provincial capital after Taliban fighters stormed it overnight, taking over the police headquarters and sparking panic among residents. Officials said airstrikes were being carried out and special forces had been deployed to push the Taliban fighters back after the latest dramatic advance by fighters surging across the country as Washington pulls out its last troops. The Islamist insurgents have been advancing for weeks, an offensive that has accelerated as the United States pulled out of its main base, effectively ending a two-decade intervention. Taliban gains have been especially dramatic in northern provinces where they had been long kept at bay. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani apologized Wednesday for a wave of blackouts sweeping the country, blaming a searing drought he said had virtually halted hydroelectric power generation and prompted record consumption. Since last week, Tehran and Iran's other major cities have experienced frequent power outages that authorities say may continue until late July. Unconfirmed videos circulated on social media appear to show frustrated Iranians protesting the outages in several cities, including Tehran. President Rouhani attributed the surge in demand to, quote, industrial growth and extreme heat, as well as energy-intensive cryptocurrency mining operations. In May, the government temporarily banned crypto mining for 4 months, but Iranian news agencies still report frequent police raid on illegal farms that authorities say use large amounts of subsidized electricity. Power cuts are not uncommon during Iran's hot summers when air conditioning use spikes, but Rouhani said this year's searing drought was the worst in 11 years. Iran saying the heat is going to continue until Friday. Highs of 41 degrees Celsius, 106 degrees Fahrenheit in Tehran, and 124 degrees Fahrenheit in the southwest. Coronavirus infections have been on the rise in 22 countries of the Eastern Mediterranean region after 2 months of steady decline because of increased international travel, low protection, and limited vaccination, World Health Organization officials said Wednesday. The region, which includes the Gulf, North African, and Asian countries, has registered over 11 million infections and more than 220,000 deaths since last year. Iran has been the worst impacted, followed by Iraq. The regional director of the WHO said another spike is likely in the summer months as countries struggle to keep their borders open and their economies active. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.